More on robocalls. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
This is Bob. I can show you how to make $1,000 a day.
This is an alert. In 2018, 48 billion robocalls were placed to cell phones, and nearly 50% of those were scam-related. Scammers want money. And apparently our team is not the only group who's intolerant of robocalls. Republican Representative Greg Walden of Oregon recently made this speech.
I've done 20 town halls in my district so far this year, and I can't think of a time that this question didn't come up about what are you doing to stop robocalls, these unwanted cell calls, and usually in the middle of those town halls, I would get one of those as well. I'm all for going after these like I was for going after those people that did the pop-up ads. Remember those? Pop-up ads that would occur anytime you opened up your computer. I was for the death penalty for those people because you couldn't get anything done. And this has escalated to the same place, I think, for consumers, and they've had it, and they've rightfully had it, and we've had it. And so you're seeing an all-hands-on-deck approach here. Now, last Congress, we passed the Ray Bombs Act that gave the FCC some additional authority in this space as well. And that was a big bipartisan bill. We joined together. I know, Mr. Chairman, we're going to have the FCC fully before the committee. This would be a good topic to raise with them as well, because I know Chairman Pai and others are clearly involved in this.
As is our team at Ag Information Network of the West. One of the reasons? Farmers and ranchers are particularly vulnerable to these scammers who are trying to steal their money and way of life.
This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.